Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. I'm with my beautiful wife. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, awesome. We're going to be discussing lesson 282 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. And we're excited that you're journeying with us too. Thank you so much for joining us on the internet and being a part of our little tribe, our mighty companions here in the discussion of A Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. I will not be afraid of love today.
If I could realize but this today, salvation would be reached for all the world. This, the decision not to be insane and to accept myself as God Himself, my Father and my Source created me. This, the determination not to be asleep in dreams of death while truth remains forever living in the joy of life. And this, the choice to recognize the self whom God created as the Son He loves and who remains my one reality.
Father, your name is love, and so is mine. Such is the truth. And can the truth be changed by merely giving it another name? The name of fear is simply a mistake. Let me not be afraid of truth today. I will not be afraid of love today. And so it is. Let's take another moment. Good deep breath now. Just a moment of silence. So this lesson is really kind of pointing out the situation that the ego is really fear, the name of the personality self, as far as the Holy Spirit's concerned, is fear, because that self is always looking outside of itself for condition, looking outside of itself for guidance, looking outside of itself for salvation. And the truth is, it's looking out there because it's afraid. It's not okay, just as it is. All of these things, of course, are the opposite of love, which, as it is, and what it is perfectly certain in its beingness. So today we will not be afraid of love, not be afraid of anything, because when we are in the mind, joined with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, joined in union and relationship in the meld of consciousness that occurs in that union, there is no possibility of fear. And let love reign in our experience today. It's ours to do, it's ours to master, and it's ours to share with the world.
And so I think of all the names that I give myself in a given day, perhaps. Anytime I say I am and fill in the blank is another way of naming myself. So anytime I say I am sad, I am lonely, I am afraid, I am sick, I am separate, I am unsafe, all of those are names that I give myself that are not true, that are not as I have been created by God, as God Himself created me. And so today is a day to be mindful of the names I claim for myself, that my name is love, that all that I am is as God created and is from and as love itself? And how can I be afraid of myself from this divine and true identity? It is very scary. I'm very scary when I believe myself to be other than how I've been created. And so today I claim I am love. I am love, loving, and lovable. How can I be afraid if this is my divine identity? It is not scary. It is where my peace lies, where my sanity lies, this right identity. I am love. I am peace. I am joyful. I am forgiving and forgiven. That this is my identity. Father, your name is love, and so is mine. I will not be afraid of my name today, my identity today, my source today. I will not be afraid of myself today. I will not give myself another name today. And when I do, it's simply a mistake. Let me embrace who I am today and not be afraid of that today. If I can but realize this, salvation is reached for all, not just for me, but for all. And so my decision today is not to be insane, not to be asleep, but to be in truth and the joy of life today. And it's my choice. And this is what I choose. I choose love today. I choose my divine identity today. And I am so grateful. I will not be afraid of love today. So it is.
And so it is. It's beautiful. Yeah.
We've joined together in this commitment today. We will not be afraid of love. Bless you for being with us, mighty companion. God bless you. We love you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.